Kum landed a black Gemara many years ago. Mem Dalin on all of the top of the page. So one of the psulma, there are two eyes on the Milo, two eyes on below. What does that mean? Shtei Lamata, Mash, Shtei Ein Lamata. What do you mean two eyes are above, Shtei Ein Lamata, two eyes are below? What kind of moon is that? Ilay Mashtei Ein Lamata means the Chazil Lamata, he looks upwards, and Shtei Ein Lamata means that the Chazil Lamata can't look downwards. Einoy Achas Lamata, the Einoy Achas Lamata, the Mishnah continues that one eye is above and one eye is below means as well. One eye looks up and one eye looks down. The next part of the Mishnah says, if he sees Chedo, which is downstairs, and Aliyah, the upstairs, that's the same thing. That means if he's looking in the wrong place. Elish, the end of the Mila means the Kaima, the Mila, two eyes above means that your eyes are above the normal place where they should be on your face. Stay angel of the Mata means the Kaima Lamata, that's too low.
That means you've got a small forehead or a big forehead.
No, your eyes are not here. The eyes are over here or over here, yeah.
Small
yeah, okay. Einoy achas lemaila, the einoy achas lemata, the kaim einoy achas lemaila, einoy achas lemata. I mean, physically, one eye is above, one eye is below. The kaim mikasidanami. In another case, the last case of the mission is your eyes are in a normal place, but you're cross-eyed. But interesting, cross-eyed is not horizontal but vertical. You're looking up and down at the same time. Menon mila. How do you know this? All of this is possible. How do you know this? Mum in the eye, in your eyesight, how you see things. The Torah will be learned. It says in the pasuk, it says itavalu be'enai in his eye, kol mashe be'enai, any kind of psul in the eye, in the way you see, is considered a psul. Mekan omrish to enu lematzre enu lemaylo, two eyes below, two eyes above, enu achal lemaylo lematzre, one eye above, one eye below. But roy is a chel is a liyan. And if somebody eyes are in the same place, but you're looking up and down, ka'achas oishem medabberim chaveda, you're talking to your friend, va'achad va'oymeloi, and your friend says to you, li roy, why don't you look at me?
It appears that he's looking elsewhere.
Well, that's the cross-eyed.
What do you call it? They have a wandering eye.
That's where the two cross-eyed people bump into each other. One guy says, the other one, why don't you look where you're walking? One guy says, why don't you walk where you're looking? So that's what I'm saying. It's a moon puzzle when it comes to a coin. Talk about what we learned. We learned in the puzzle, it says, Ave, either you're blind, I better say. Either you're blind. Bain sum, if you're blind on two eyes, bain sum, if you're blind even on one eye, it's already said a moom. Chavar var, if you have these gray spots in your eye, bahamayim, if you have very watery eyes, hakavuyim, the permanent, I hate the post, I'm blaming it, ish, either. And remember, we learned ish, either, that you have to, by saying ish, either, there's an extra word, ish, what do you say ish for? To tell you that your other moom in your eye are also possible. Because I'm on ish iver dakvati. Why do you have to have so many psulim nominated in the posse? Just tell us there's a problem with the eye. We know that there's a movement, it's possible. Ish iver, then it says dak about a cataract, then it says tabul. You have that mixture growing from your iris to the pupil. If I care, the ain't in his eye, it's sick, you need all of them. Because I'm on iver blind, which from the less new cloud, you can't see at all. Avol chavarvar, but if you have white spots or my makwim or watery eyes, I would have thought ish nubay that you have the eyes. The bus you can see very, very dim. Loi, it's not a mum. Kachalachmana, ish. That says ish. You can have an ish, which is like a chazi klam. You can hardly see it all. Av on the chusrais, you can see, but not so strong. Loi, kachalachmana, dak. A cataract, you can still see, but very unclear. E, kachalachmana, dak. A cataract, which is like a chasal, you can't really see properly. Av on the valulta, but when you have this iris growing, this skin growing from your iris into the pupil, which doesn't really blind you or doesn't even mar your vision. It's just that it's an ugly thing. Loi, maybe it's not a mum. Kachalachmana, tavlo. That any mix. You can have on a tavel, mishnah, mavavu chol pachas. You can see something physically tangible that's moving around. Avu mishnah, mishnah yosav. If your eye is different, you know you cross eyed. You can still see everything. Because I'm on a bit, you know. That's why you need every one of the psulim. You can ask all the way around. So just say the weaker psulim and the mumim, and surely if you hit tavel, then surely the other ones. But I guess it's like loyzu avzu. Therefore, kol machmas ki yusa, anything that happens to your eye because you can't, weak eye is asim ish. If you can't see it all, it's ish. Mechus reisa, very little mechus reisa, but just, you know, your eyesight is diminished a little bit. Then we learn from duck. The question is that today, if you wear glasses that correct your vision and everything else, what happens is that it's still considered a mum. We wear lenses, is that considered a mum?
Laser correction.
But that's surgery. That's like any other moment. If you fix it up, you fix it up. So you're always wearing something chitzonius to fix it up. What happens then?
You can fix it up and you don't. It wouldn't even be a mum kavua because there's the possibility.
That's exactly right. Is that considered? But if it's a major operation, you can say it's not. The Tavla Mishnah Yusar Mebeinu from Einu. So what about Sochi Shema? You can't look at the sun or Great Ashland. You can't look at something that the sun is focusing on. Tanab Yosef Sochi Shema. He hates the sun. What do you mean he hates the sun? He says, not that he can't look at the sun. He can't look at the sun is shining on the ground. He can't look at that part of the ground. It's bothering his eyes. Some kind of a sickness.
Photophobia.
There it is.
No, photophobia is a symptom. It's usually not a. It's not a sickness of its own.
Is it a psychological thing or is it not?
No. It can be a symptom of certain things, brain-related injuries and the like.
What's Zagdian? Zagdian is machvir. Zagdian from the word zug, which is a double. What's Zagdian? Machvir abhuna. Abhuna showed. Chad midan. If somebody has an eye like me, and the chad midu, if somebody has an eye like my chavrusa, was sitting right opposite me, which is Rabbi Yehuda. The Ikbid Rabbi Yehuda is very upset that using him as an example for what for a mum. So Tais already says, not like Rashi Pshat, what I just told you. Tais says that Rabbi Yehuda was a very tall man, and Rabbi Huna is extremely short, as a Sigmar Nida. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's eye on Rabbi Huna would have been a mum, because a massive eye. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't like to be used as an example of a mum. Because just like you have a Kohen Shabbat Barmum, a Rav Shabbat Barmum, the Ebershin, the Shechid is not Shoyde, only on somebody who's tall, handsome, etc., etc. Meitzvei, that's a question. What is Chavna? What kind of Mum is Chavna? It's Shigvein of Sheikhvim, that his eyebrows are like resting over his eyes. And Zagdum, what Zagdum says here, Echad Shachav, Echad Lovin. You have, let's say, one black eye and one white eye. So it seems from here that that's what Zogden is. Tana, we learned, we answer back, no. Kol Zuga, anything, any pair that you have with Zog. The Loi Shavi Lahadodim Zogdum Karle. Any pair, you have a pair of anything, and they don't look the same, that's called Zogdum, that's a mum. Anyway, right there, Hatsiron, what's Hatsiron? Einai Trutus. That your eyes are round. What's the tzinnis is even more round than trutis, or the outer socket is also the outer eye itself is very round. Doimus is the tears a little bit. Dolfa is the tears a lot, and turdos it continues to flow all the time. Your tears, these are all moving. Tani we learned hasdiv alufin vahatumim. These are all moving. Zavi the mazir ain't what's zavi that your eyebrows fall out. Lufin, the fish in Zifa. You have too many hairs. And Tommy is a tumble Zifa. The eyelashes, all of them fall out. You tell me the mummin, but now we learn Shinoshu Risa Einav. If your eyebrows, of your eyelashes fall out, it's possible. Vipne Maris Ein just doesn't look edifying. Not because the mum, like Kash. Oh, the Ishtayagadumi, if a little bit was left over, then it's only Maris Ein. Oh, the Lo Ishtayagadumi, nothing left over at all, then we say that, well, that it's a mum. Telling about right, Mishnah right, that ain't of good. If you have eyes that are massive, kishal egel, like the size of a calf. Obviously, they're very big eyes. Oktanos are very small, kishal avos, like a kachke. Gufa gadol mevodav. If your body's out of proportion, from your limbs, your hands, and the rest of your body are out of proportion. Kot mevodav, or again, out of proportion, is too small. Choit megadol. If your nose is too mevodav, your nose is again out of proportion, too big. Kot mevodav, too small. Hatzaimim. What's same with Tzemeya? Eizu Tzemeya, Kol Sha'oznov Tanas, they have very small ears, or about Tzemeim is Kol Sha'oznov Dremel Spog, and Tzemeim, your ears are similar to a sponge, it's all curled up, shrunk, shriveled. So we had this before, it's Fossil Yenoy Deva, Tartrina. Sorry? It's Fossil Yenoy Deva, Tartrina. The above lip is greater than the bottom lip, but Tartrina, when you know the bottom lip is greater than the top lip, it's a mum. It's a mum. We should not shouldn't have if your teeth fall out, possibly might have sign. By a man, you can see, by a person, you can see his teeth, and therefore it looks unedifying. Omer Rav says, Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eser Amos Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu was tall, he was 10 Amos tall. Now it says, Vayifreis Eser Oil Ala Mishkan, who spread out the cover of the Mishkan? Moshe, me person, Moshe Rabbeinu person. And how tall was the Mishkan? Ksiv, Eser Amos Oilech HaKedesh. Now the pillars were 10 Amos tall. Now Amos is the size of your hand. And the Gemara thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 times the size of his hand. Moshe made a balmum. We just said now Mishnah left your body, your torso is out of proportion of your hand. What I mean, everybody's body. A normal person with learning Gemara is 3 amas tall. Machlek is Rashbam and tells us whether 3 amas includes the head or doesn't include the head. But that's more or less a normal, ordinary person, and everything is relative to that. If Moshe Rabbeinu's hand was like was an amah, and his body was 10 times the size of his hand, he's totally out of proportion. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, we learning Moshe Shabbos, that Shechin is not Shoyde only because he was tall and everything else, and he was a good looking and no. He said, "Simi ba'amos shel kedush kama." When we say that he was 10 amos tall, we're not talking about his amos, like that Goliath. It says his amos. We're talking about the amos of the standard universal amos that we use. And Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 of those amos, but his hands was definitely in proportion of his body. When we were kids growing up, we always were told, you look in the old Chumashim, the Sharblot, you see a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, tall and skinny, and Aaron very short and stout. Yeah. And you always ask, how do you know that Aaron was short and stout? So it's very simple. Because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was tall, like right here, and we say that Moshe and Aaron were schooling him, they weighed the same amount, and Aaron had to climb up to the menorah that was only 3 amos tall, he still needed 3 steps to get this. Obviously, he was very short, and he had to weigh the same. So this is, so Moshe Rabbeinu was tall, skinny, and he was tall lying down. Sorry? 10 amas is 50 meters. No, less. 10 amas is not 50 meters.
An amas is less than a meter.
An amas is less than a meter. Maybe, yeah.
So was Aaron's height the standard for other clothing? Somebody was too tall to
two. I don't know, yeah. They were right, they thought about it.
It's 3 amas and
Moshe
was 10 times.
A person is 3 amas, so Moshe is 3 times higher than a normal person.
3 times.
10 amas, not 10 times. It's 10 amas.
10 amas, yeah.
What is it? A construction armor. It's the builder's armor or something. It's not the
hektish armor. I think we're right there. Hatzime, yeah. You talk about the ears. Tana, we learned Av Hatzime. They didn't have no idea what you're talking about. What's a tzimis? By tzimis, Shomu, they want Shalahu Taya, this wandering Arab, to have a comment. He said, "Man, the my tzimis, who wants a tzimis?" So they went to look to see what he's selling. Mishtaka Gadya Chaziza, they saw a goat with very long ears. Amar Chiza, Eishain Lekanaim, talking about a goat that has no horn, Verocha Shesh Lekanaim, or a sheep that does have a horn, Shein is Bech, that is still kosher from his Bech. Not really, absolutely, those not common, it's not absolute. Tanya Mabri Lund Yez Rodon Shein, Kimumi, many Kimumi, that's something that looked like a mum. You think, oh, hey, this is not normal. And yet it's not a mum. The Shein Lame Migdash, and you can use it in the base of Migdash, Abu Labi Medina, if a coin had it, you can't say, oh, it's a mum and it disqualifies, I can use it. Ve'elu, Eishain Lekanaim, a goat that has no horn, Verocha Shesh Lekanaim, and a sheep that has horns. And Vahat Simeh, but Simeh, that's why I bring it down, because it brings over here, so Simeh, the ears, but Simeh. Amar Chiza, because no, these are psulim by a kohen, because it's pashnished. We had before, ish, you have to look like all of the kohenim, but we don't have such a moon by a behemoth. Amar Chiza, Amar Meima, not Lukano, you're talking about the horns. What happens if the horns were removed? The tzachruson and the bone that was inside them, imam, psul, it's possible. But the ain't poid nalem, it's not enough of psul to say that you can redeem it, or you can say that by a kohen can eat a b'chayr. Not l'tlefayim v'tachruson, but if you took away the hooves with his bone, imam, psul, it's possible. And b'nin nalem, it's mamash mumi, you can redeem it, meisvei. We learned elsewhere, not l'kanayim v'tlefayim v'tachruson, imam, psul, v'nivt nalem. We learned elsewhere that the keren also of a sheep or of a goat, if you took it, if you removed it together with a bone, it is possible, and also you can eat on it, like, you can redeem it like kasha. Hadis akud is akud. If you remove it completely, then it's a mum, and you can be paid it. Hadi igumi igum. Here you just cut it down. But you the igumi igumi possible. If you tell me if you cut it down, it's still possible. But I mean, we learn para if you have a para duma. Shekarneu tlofesh chayim, that the tips of the horns are, or the hooves are black, and you know black is possible by a para duma. The yoga is karov tag maziri mi iluzach. We're talking about above the bone, but the bone doesn't get touched. So the what about dodi? What about if you have, you know, your breast sheikh vin kishalisha by a man is like by a woman is very large, or krei seitzava, his stomach is enormously large, not from obesity, but it's like swollen, something not normal. Tibuda yaitze, his navel is sticking out. Nichfef, he has epilepsy. I feel achas liyamim, even once in a while, so you know exactly when it's going to happen. And nevertheless, the day is an interim. Nevertheless, he cannot. We know what triggers it, and you avoid it in the one day of the year that you're working, 2 days a year you're working. Nevertheless, he cannot serve the Mikdash. Ruach kitzara. Sometimes he was seized by a shed, and otherwise he goes crazy. Balav hamaushbin. Somebody has very large testicles. A bal gavra, very large male organ. Oh, these are possible. We'll soon see the matter. What's the type of very large organ? If you have to urinate, doesn't matter. You can be in the public. go ahead and urinate. There's no laws of tzniyus when it comes to that, because sakana vein shesi maim, but it's not passing. It's not appropriate to drink water in front of people. Turn your head around when you drink, because it's not tzniyus. But tanya we learn mashdini maim bnei rabbi. If you have to urinate, do it in public. Vein shesi maim, if you're not in public, don't drink. Umaisa bech was an incident. Shebikish lahashdim maim. He wanted to urinate, lehishdim, and he didn't. And what happened? Veninta kreis etzava. His stomach swelled up because it was not healthy. Shmuel itzavay. Shmuel was giving a share. Beshifter rigla. You imagine how people we had more ksubas ends up. Huna had thousands. There was so much dust that you can see it all over bubble. And of Yehuda, when he gave Shmuel, when he gave a share, he definitely had a lot of people there. In the middle of the share, he had to urinate. So what did he do? Nogdele glima. He took a piece of cloth and he made a little mechitz around him and he urinated right in the middle of the share. And he couldn't go out because it was all crowded. Also, the comment, he told his father what happened. Amla, his father said to him, I'm prepared to give you $400 to tempt you. Vizila hadir uvda. Go ahead and give another share, and I want you to urinate in public without any curtains around you. Why? Because at the Efshalach, you who can afford, or you have all your tamid, and they'll find you a garment to put there. So you'll urinate behind a garment. People will think, oh, you know, I'll urinate in public, and they won't. Because and then there'll be sakana. The lay efshele, but what are all you tamidim who not don't have that power? Remember we had a gemara that Abuna had tamidim, all of his tamidim became sick because they didn't urinate except one amoda there who said I went to urinate and therefore I didn't get sick. Ma'abra Ravashi itzecha good gamla. Ma'abra Ravashi wants to go crossing a bridge and he had to urinate. Ishtin he urinated right in the bridge for everybody. Amalei chamoska, they told, oi, your shviger is coming. As if that's supposed to scare him. Amale, he said, Budna, I'm prepared to do it in her ear. Or at least she can hear what I'm saying. So you want to, going back to the thing before we learned about swelling, with Tevle Meshumalka, how do you know the reason why he swelled? Because he didn't go urinate, maybe because he drank some water with some kind of worm inside him, some kind of a creature inside.
The choice is... There's
an Indian of Baltashak, so it's not Shasechem, isn't it? The problem is Sakana. That's what we learned. Shnei Nukovim, Rabbi Odin, the Gemara says that two different cavities by a person, Echad Moitzi Shosan, Echad Moitzi Zera. One of them you urinate from is a separate channel altogether, canal, where you have your Shech Zera. The Ein Bein Zer Lezer, and the wall that divides these two, the partition, Elekil Hashem, is a sin as the membrane of the Gali. If you have to go to the bathroom, Im Nok Vezer Tezer, Nimtze Oker. And if you hold yourself in and that wall breaches, what happens is you will become sterile and you will not be able to bear any children. As far as I know today, we see it's one cabbage coming out of the same place. It says in Pasuk, it says that right before the Teicha, but not now Teicha, in Kisavi. You won't have by you any barren rakot or a woman's barren, uve behemdecha by behemus as well. What do we compare to behemoth? You behave like a behemoth. You urinate in public, that's when you're going to make sure that you won't get sterile. Another pshat is you shouldn't become okker. Okker from what? Okker min atalmidim. You'll have students. What's va'akora mean? That your tefillah shouldn't go empty-handed before the Eibishter. Rashi seems to be saying it's talking about a tefillah only when it comes to when it comes to having children. And it takes a needle the whole tefillah come. Any tefillah, what's the guarantee? You feel like a behemoth. And over here in this gemara means a what? That you should urinate and not worry about urinate. Another place we say you should be bottled like a behemoth. In the Western world, you go to jail for it. It's what do you call it? It's a loitering, not loitering, but it's a not littering either. Yeah. Even go behind a tree or something? I think it's illegal. I don't know. Second of all, right? Taste makes a difference, by the way, between water and all other drinks. Water, which you drink when you're thirsty, you shouldn't be looking in front of other people to turn to the side. But other drinks, you have to drink together. A drink, a cup of wine, or mashka, you have to turn around for ket. All these drink together. It's not a long, single thing. drink of water is, you know, his own personal thing. Pastish. He shouldn't be mashed in this. Interesting. He shouldn't be mashed in my leg. Not an earthenware, obviously, it doesn't get absorbed in the ground. But I'm a cup kosher on the top ground. Because we said that all of these slopes and bubble, Mahadri Maile Nitim, all the water runs down a place called Einitim. And from Einitim, it runs into Eretz Yisrael, and the Kohen goes to the mikveh in this water, and he has to end up in sewage water. So therefore, it's no good. Tosfos says, interesting, that he heard from an Israeli that the water actually goes the other direction. It goes from Israel to Bavel, not from Bavel to Israel. What do you mean he heard from an Israeli? Yeah. 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 Meshlech. Yeah. So which direction is it going? Or towards the downhill to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, how does it get to Haretim? So the Tosfos says, you know, it's not in hard products, goes to the whole world, so it goes to Israel as well. And the Tosfos says he heard about the thing. Mash mekan the potas hoylem bavle Israel. I will shaalti leechad meitz Israel. Who did Israel taste his meat from Israel? He met somebody from Israel, and by Amali, he went to France. She yoded meitz Israel bavle, and this Israeli became a baki, and he knows that all the waters of Israel go to bavle, not the other way around.
That's the water goes to yoded
the river.
Or
the potas
Israeli that he met was a yoded. That's both. Why he met him in France.
Very interesting. Then you might what about the body? How eats this woman? Let's talk about how if a woman has to go to the bathroom, the same thing applies. Even by a woman, actually, by a woman's more serious. Let's talk about lahedya. She shouldn't go to urinate in public, but you know, in front of a kid. I guess she should go on the side, less lambuff. She turns a bit sideways, no problem. If a guy holds himself back from going, from defecating, maybe odum leadrukan, he gets a certain sickness in his stomach. Or besila in a choizer if you start going to the urinate and then you hold yourself back. Well, you stop. Maybe only you know, can you come? You get what's it called? Yellow. You get jaundice. If you have a lot of blood inside you, you don't do the hakaz of the extraction, the circulation is shchin rabba. It increases your leprosy or psoriasis. Shich vazer rabba. If your wife and you don't have any tashmish, so it's building up. Tzaras rabba. It causes all kinds of leprosy. So your rabba. If you don't go to the bathroom, you have a lot of building up, constipation, hidroikin, because your stomach gets sick in the stomach. If you have to urinate, you don't, you're looking rabba, you'll have a lot of jaundice. Ruach tzadis, ball of my knee. What's this ruach tzadis, the spirit? Benefolim, ball of. Some kind of a shade that comes on you. I'm a ushbin, a balgever, if you have large testicles, large bayim, or large gid. Tanam, a shubin, kibayi, it's talking about, the bayim, or balgever, begid. In the male member, Tana Meshubin Zehakayin. That's Meshubin. Garbison, and what's Garbison with the male member? Zebal kick, Kayin bebeim. Garbison begid. Vakam. What's considered large? Mach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda demonstrated adre kuvah. If his male member goes all the way down to his knee, then it's too long and he's a mum. Tana Rabbi Yaakov adre kuvah puzzle. If it goes till the knee is puzzle, the mailu kuvah drop higher. Kosher is kosher. Igadamri adu chuba kosher till the knee is kosher, but the mat chuba if it goes down to the bottom is possible.
Which kohen is in charge of assessing this?
We go to mikveh in the mornings.
He gets out his tape measure.
Yeah, Mishnah ain't lebeim. If he has, we had this before by behema. If he has no beim, or ain't lebe achas. Nobody has two beim. He has two beim inside one sack. Ori only has one beim. Hareze meruach oshach. It's called the meruach oshach. That's not what it means. It means koshin imuchai ashavav, that it's sort of it's disintegrated inside. That is blown up. If the koyin looks dark, like a Sephardi, a Yemenite, let's say, or very dark, or Ethiopian, he is possible to serve in the base of medias. Again, because all these things attract, some of them are moving, some of them could attract attention. Talking about a kashel b'shmo, what bothered b'shmo? Why didn't he learn like the other ones? Why did he learn meruach oshach means? That it disintegrated ha'chosar oshach meboile. If the pshat is according to them, that there's something there, she just said that it's missing a little bit. So if it's talking about this, like the Tanakh says, there's no beim at all, it should have said, not that meruach oshach, it should have said chosar oshach, there's nothing there. Tony, for the lunch, Nimilchu, a Shabbat that is there, but it disintegrates. Kasha Rabbi Kiva, Haimaruch Osher, but boy, so it should have said, Mimaruach Osher. That it blew up. Okay. That if it swelled, Tony Levalon, he takes away the letter from meh, the mem from ruach, and he takes away the chaf from ashach. Shemar al chashuchin, and he says the kesavri holds goydin umasifin v'doshin. You take off the mem, you take off the ches, and you take off the aleph from ashach, and you put a ches in the place of the aleph on ashach. It's choshech. And then my meruach, you put an olive there as well. He said mareyu choshech. He looks cushy like a cushy. And the halach is not like him, by the way. Abchadim ben Atigna is like Tani cushy. Abchadim ben Atigna does not learn cushy. Okay, we'll stop there. See you tomorrow. We'll learn later on more about this cushy thing.